Well, I got that weird voice today. Oh, I can do that. I can finally do. Barry White, maybe.
Hey, baby.
What was it? What was that? I know I spoke of it. The radio show, yeah. It wasn't Kiss FM, New York. It was something else. Q. Oh, God. Why is it every time I try to remember something, it goes away? Then why try not to remember? I remember.
Barry White radio show.
Yeah, oh, this. WBLS. Oops. WBLS, I think. WBLS. Yeah, WBLS. 107.5 in New York. New York, New York. Yeah, I can finally do that.
Yeah, this is Barry White. Are you listening to WPLS FM New York?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, baby. Yeah, I don't know. I had a marinade chicken yesterday. So, marinade with beer. Had some Stella. Stella's very good with that chicken, marinating chicken. It's just enough like bitterness. By the way, welcome to Studio 2, Rex. Yeah, has a thing, right? Like, ooh, very nice. Of course, then I have to drink the other half. So every time after I drink a beer, the next day, my throat gets this way. Even just like one sip, I guess relax the I don't know what, somewhere in the pipes, it relaxed it just enough that the next day I'll be like, hey, yo, what's happening? Oh, anyway, welcome to Studio 2 Rocks Live. Happy July 4th. Happy United States of America. For those of you who are stuck here, you want to go to another country, well, you're not celebrating because of that. Well, I'm sorry. Don't listen. Log off. But those of you who live in this country, doesn't matter who the leader is, the people will fix it. We will fix it. It's gonna happen. It's a little hard, but the whole world will be free because everything's, whatever happens here, you transcend. So I'm okay with that because it is a melting pot. It's changed a lot over the years. I feel bad for the old veterans. Like, America's not what it used to be. Over time, everything changed, technology changed, but the most important part is we've been captured. Yeah, you can blame international, you can blame this, but really, is it international or is it planned all along? I don't know. It isn't. There's so many theories. Read online. I just like, no, it is. Here. There's a future for this spot on this place on planet Earth. And we'll see. We'll see what happens. Other country will try to take it. Some of them already did, captured, but the other parts, no. Right, because people know it's like this is bad idea. Bad idea. Get the hell off my land. Right? So, it's gonna happen. They're gonna try to capture it, and I don't think it's gonna work. It worked a little while because it was a long term plan, and we didn't see it. A lot of people didn't see it. And it slowly transformed everything. But you know what? It's gonna come back. It'll be fine. But I feel bad for like some of those old veterans. Like, it's not what it used to be. They start crying. And just like, when we're young, you were like this. And then. Yeah, I feel you. But why go to other countries? The veterans of that country to say the same thing. Like, Taiwan. Taiwan, they say, Taiwan's not what it used to be. Yeah. You know, they're just, planet's gonna change. The idea of America, yeah. The original idea, that needs to be kept, but it's been so mixed up. You know, to the point that Mark dies. Oh, I'm gonna turn this music down. This one's loud. One of my favorite songs. Little Egypt. Yin Yang. Javelins. Ian Gillan with Javelins. Well, anyway. So, like, over the years, I see all this craziness, you know, all this nutty stuff and all that. Then we have to have Mark Dice go ocean. Was it? Oh, wait a second. What's that place by say? It's not where I lived, but it's not too far away. It's like a 40-minute. I used to go to a coffee shop over there and take a walk on the pier. Sure, I saw Mark once or twice, but never asked me a question. Probably because he knew. I know the answer. But I'm okay. It's all okay to me. Ocean. I'm having an issue today. But I don't have an issue with the barbecue stuff though. Put some corn in barbecue sauce just a few minutes ago. I'm seeing Oceanside. That's it. Oceanside. Yeah, so we don't have to, we have to get Mark Dice to go do that stuff. And then you watch it, and like, oh my God, who are they teaching kids these days? But then, kids I went to high school with, you asked them questions about that. Say, the flag, how many stars on the flag? They will say 52. Like, that's one of the latest Mark Dice thing. It's 13 bands and 13 original, right, colonies. Then when they expand to 50, there's 50 stars. So it just, oops. Yeah, I mean, kids, well, I mean, when they got older, my friends got older, they know. They realize that, so they got to know it, right? And this is before Wikipedia. Then Wikipedia came, and then when it was okay in the beginning, it went somewhere else, man. So, wait a second, that's not right. They say stuff. People put things in here. Like, no. Crazy. You know, it can t-
take a turn to know by one. Even though the deep end stories, they don't tell you that. She's hiring her family to run the office in Taiwan, and they have no skills set. So, what party? Democratic Progressive. Oh, but she said, oh, no, we're KMT. No, KMT is really mostly Republican type or like conservative type. They're not Democratic. They're not progressive at all. And well, the last one we had is just President Ma. He's a bookworm. He's not leadership installed. Tai install. And the one before, install. It's not the original. So I get complaints from people who say, it's not what it used to be. And but the food's still good. and the electronics and computers and you know, cell phones and photography equipment is still good. When you go on the streets, you can buy all that stuff. And the night market, it's like, So I don't know what to say with this. For those of us, no. It's like, no, go ahead. Go run it. I don't care. What are you going to do? I'm not a citizen of it. Well, I can get my citizenship if I wanted to, but why do I want to be a citizen? But one part of it, I'm like, eh. The other part is like, hey, you know what? Tai doesn't like Chi. So I'm like, hey, Tai Chi battle versus Tai versus Chi battle. Then go. Hey, I'm okay with that. Hey, you guys want to fight? Go ahead. But part of me thinking, if she's installed, does she have some kind of relationship with China? C7? Bilderberg? What's her connection with that? Like, oh. But I'm not going to dig deep. There are a lot of people who dig deep and they know. I just get the info. So, right, fine. Have it back in my head. So in the future, if something happens, I'm like, oh, I know exactly what to do. That is it. Because they want the global citizenship thing. They're pushing. These people are pushing it. There's no sovereignty. Except the last one, which is United States of America. Yes. American, are you? I am. Are you patriot? Yeah. I'm not for left, right. I'm for, wait, let's get this country back. Please. Let's the symbol of free country, freedom, bring it back. Let's build. Let's make it better. But not build it better, because that's a joke. Let's make it better, like for real. Forget about Belt and Road, $200 billion. We could do it locally, slowly. Then we're local people. You have a little conference, and we're going to build this thing. Okay. And build it. The authority comes. It's like, yeah, screw you. Pull out your middle finger. It's like, this belongs to us, the people. You have no say. They're trying to knock it down. It's like, I don't know. fight back. It's the only way to do it. I don't know what else to do. Maybe be well informed. Maybe. I don't know. And that this morning, I was just looking around on Club High. Club High. I got that voice today. Man, that's great. That was a one video. I was like, yep. I linked to it. Then I linked to another one. I said, people who just clip of people who left IRS. Saying also, it's like they couldn't find anything in the Constitution that says that has relationship to income tax. That video, I'm like, oh, interesting. Well, so clarify something. Well, you want to read it, you can read it. CliffHigh.substack.com. It's neat stuff. That's today's thing. Actually, I tried to voice, text to voice thing. I'm like, no, I need to read this. That don't work. You know, paste it on the chart. Nobody's listening. That's okay. So, yeah, whatever. All that stuff. Say something in August. Something will happen. I'm okay with that. Yeah, whatever. Not really. And I'll post something in the Bitcoin bins thing, and they got it back. Put the coffee and the flag with the fireworks. But the only problem is I couldn't post it out there. I had to post on my account, then bring it back. Which is like, So today, you know, what's gonna happen? Somebody's gonna tell me facts on Wikipedia. Did you know that? Holy guy. It's July 4th. Birthday of this country, which you're a citizen of. If you're not a citizen, do you have blue, green? Do you have a green passport? How about blue ones? You know, do you have the pass? You're living here? Okay, then celebrate. This is what, if I went to your country, I would have follow their rule, your country's rules. So people, if I went to Taiwan, I follow Taiwanese rule, whatever their celebration or whatever the things they do. And people don't do that. There's rules. But United States, we got one rule. That's always every year. That's always been there. July 4th. The barbecue. It's two things. The best. ABC7. Who's ABC7? Are you like ABC7 or you're the ABC store? You know, the ABC store in New York with the furnitures. Never been there. Anybody in the show, ABC, or anybody worked there ever walked through that building, find cool stuff, I mean, somewhere else. Happy 4th, ABC 7. I don't know why I did that. I just did it. Whatever. We're going to go live right now, and they're going to probably take a clip and then go live with it. Hey, that's okay, man. I'm following the Hollywood thing, too. So, good news, bad news, it's good news. Thank you. But anyway, 4th. Have a wonderful 4th. That's what today's about. And it's more, of course, more than that. If you know the history of who's fighting with who, good guys versus bad guys. Some of the soldiers didn't know. They probably found out later. But a lot of veterans didn't know when they were fighting. So we just got drafted. Like, they would tell us these bad guys doing something. And we gotta get rid of them before they come here. Now, if you dig really deep into World War II, what exactly happened, right? Yeah, of course. But this individual soldier didn't know. On their mind, it's protect freedom and bring freedom to everybody around the world. That is it. And I mean, people can explain. People can go to Wikipedia and spit out all sorts of stuff. But you know what? It's the heart that counts. And you believed it. I believe it. What they told me. Like, of course I didn't go. I did sign up, but I didn't go. I probably should have done it. Wouldn't make sense, because where I live right now is perfect, because I would have could work for it. NASA or something. Cannot be a pilot. Could be an engineer, so I'll be happy with that. I'll be an engineer. Go out of space. And I'm floating, man. Call my friends. Dude, you cannot believe that. I'm floating. Floating on top. It's like, I'm up here and you're down there. Independence. Well, of course. I mean, the history, it is sort of messed up in the back end, but in the forefront. And if you listen to it, if you read it, listen to somebody say it, you look through it, you know, really, what their intention was, that it was just, okay, we need to find a way so we can block these crazy people, money people, ancient Babylon, they call it Babylonian thing, whatever it is, it isn't, I don't know what it is. And there's the Khazarians, some people say, and there's a whole bunch of others. You know, hey, they were trying to capture us, and they did. They installed the bank, then installed the central bank. Then the central bank said, we need a Fed. We need a Fed. And they did Fed. And all sorts of weird stuff happened. But I can see, like, the past couple hundred years, they tried and they did it. They're in. They sort of in, not completely, then we're at the point, it's going to turn right back to them. Like, hey, you cheated, man. You send us these bills with these paper with numbers on it. And it's a debt. You give us your debt, our debt. And your debt, and somebody else's debt. Well, printed in this nice little paper. Jeez. I got to turn the volume down a little bit. Yeah, so, hey, look. You guys did it that way. Hey, now we know. So the monster has awakened up. Not woke. Not actually what they people say awake. Some people say awake. It's waking up a little bit. We're still asleep. You know why? Because who's sharing my voice right now on social media? Oh, social media. Who wrote the software for social media? Okay, so the social media, who's working? Who owns that? And who put the money in there? Social media. Man, I got that crazy voice today. Unusual. But anyway, it's just, you know, if you see it, I just, wow. Wow, wow, wow. What are you going to do? Individually, you could do something, but it's the only way to do anything is to find the right people to be with and talk about it and hopefully pass around, you know, podcast. Like I listened to No Agenda this morning, so I can listen to them. And I can see it. Sometimes I don't agree with a lot of some of the stuff they say, but it's like, hey, it's literally like they said in the title, No Agenda. And just be well informed, but not Wikipedia well informed. Have your mind, you know, have your mind on the subject, like decipher for yourself. They say, oh, go research whatever they say, people say, they say as the other podcasters, whatever people post, and it's like, do your own research, whatever. And people have been shooting back and forth, like, those people who say that are jerks. I'm like, shut up. It's like, hey, look, if your mind can decipher all this stuff and come to your own conclusions, and you talk to people with the same conclusions, you got something there, right? Then you, through that conversation, you'll find something else. It's like, maybe I was wrong. And that is the key to all of it. Admitting you're wrong, you welcome the things. Just like you welcome, if somebody walked, some homeless guy walked to my barbecue today, I'm hungry, I'll say, hey, come. Rest of my family will be, oh my God, what are you, okay. Fourth, come on. I got extra food. Have some, please. Now here, Stella Artois, in your face. Well, that's what my friends and I would say, in your face. It's like, here's a coffee, in your face. Let's joke around a lot. So yeah, I don't know. All of this stuff, craziness, but it's all July 4th. Yeah, I accept everything. I just absorb it and be like, okay. I know people say, oh, well, a lot of people I meet, young kids, even some older people, what's July 4th about for you? Oh, it's all the sales. Like, hey, I'm okay with that because I was looking at sales this morning. Like, looking at Uncrate. I was looking at the Pure Fix. I have a Pure Cycle, Pure Fix. I need brakes. I'm like, oh yeah, I can get some Shimano brakes stuff. It's on sale, probably. It's July 4th. Oh yeah. Ooh. Sale. Yeah. That's true. I mean, and that's what a lot of veterans complain. It's like, it was originally about celebrating independence, celebrate with us. People, family will get together and have fun. And now it's all about shopping. It's not what it used to be. Yeah, it's true. It's not the same, but we're at the point that it's sort of, it's going to turn around with these consuming thing coming around. We went to the peak. We're coming back down to the peak. We're coming down. Roller coaster. It'll be different from now, this point on. It's going to be literally celebration. Not about products. Because every one of us have too many products. Too many copies of the same thing. Like, what do you need that for? It's like, how can I minimize all that stuff? Right? So do you need stuff? Yeah, maybe. Maybe don't. But you'll be consciously. I think from this point on, it'll be more conscious. Like, do I really need this? Should I trade something else for this? Right? Like, you have a bakehouse. You're going to try to fill it. Or you will make it so it's comfortable. If I had a bakehouse, I'll fill it with books. Why not? Fill it with coffee machines. I fill it with my guitar. Maybe just not that many, but a few. A little amp. Friend want to come and hang out. Let's jam. Get drum set. Pull it. Yeah, jam, bass amp. Maybe a Vogels mic. Just like, hey, let's jam. We can. I'm fellow with that. But as far as like, oh, I need to get a new cell phone. So you already have 5. What? 5. You got 5. Let's see. Let's see what kind of phone they got. Sale. Early Prime Day sale. So it's Prime Day today, I guess. July 4th is about, it's not July 4th. July 4th is Prime Day. That's what the kids are going to be brainwashed. They're going to be like that. It's like, no. It's independence. Celebrate America's independence. What are we doing, Taiwan? 10-10. 10-10 wins. October 10th. So that's our Independence Day. They're trying to get rid of it. Tai is trying to get rid of it. She didn't say it, but she's trying to get rid of it. I heard stuff in the back. Okay, ooh. Sale, new cell phone, yeah, $15, what? No, that's the case. That's crazy. Today's deals, maybe. Did you see anything? Oh, new TV. Oh, we can get new TV. There you got two. What do you need another one for? Actually, I have to donate my monitor too. I'm gonna donate a screen I have right here. Just needs a remote control board. It's fried. Maybe I'll need another one. I watch TV, but I watch reruns and stuff. I watch the videos I buy. Like, I'm gonna watch this repeatedly over the next few decades. Like, I'll buy this TV, new TV, yes, new TV, yay, new headphone. Oh my god, we gotta get it. Well, it's only $20. This is what's happening. Milk father. Actually, I fixed my milk father. How many people can do that? How many people do that? Well, people know, just buy this stuff. It's like, oh, well, it's broken. Let me just throw it out. It's like, you know, you could just get some glue and glue it back together and it works. I got my back working. It's working perfect. It's working. It's fast. Why throw something out that I can fix? Or why would I throw something out so I can buy another one for $14? Well, I got, it's IKEA one, so I don't know. It's maybe $8. It's nuts. Look at all these things. This is the same with the, like, what's this, Black Fridays and stuff. It just became a consuming event. I totally get it. When veterans look at this, they're just disgusted. Something crying. It's like, yeah, it became this thing. Who wants to buy this? They have Macy's praying. Hopefully, New York. But are they going to get shot? I'm sure it's over by now, but would they get shot? Hoboken before they come through the tunnel with the trucks and the stuff. You know, just who's doing the job of this, or are they doing the job for whoever the global thing they're doing? Let's throw the city off and just buy a whole bunch of lands. We don't live there. Then when everybody comes back, we jack the price. We get money. It's like debt again. That's all they did. That's the trick. It's like, wow. That's nice. You guys are jerks. Literally are. I mean, I have read whole bunch of stuff about California, about they're trying to save the homeless thing, then the money got pocketed somewhere else. Boo, somebody investigated and it was dropped. I don't know what it's like. Holy cow, that was fast. Then all the people say, well, you can't help it. Why? Because they're the one in control. We have no, we can't get past them. I don't know what to say with that. I know how to get past them, but I'm not going to do it. Because I need more than one person. It can't just be me. It's got to be. Then I thought about saying that. People need to know the story, pass around. And eventually, there are enough people who say, I had it. Let's strain this out. I think we're at that point. We're in the middle of it right now. People just, whether awake, woke, whatever, they just realize, something is wrong. Something's wrong. And that's what's happening. I'm looking at the camera and photo stuff. Hey, I'm into that, so. Just want to see what they got on camera stuff. I don't need any. Anti-spy detector bugs. Wait, they got bug detector? Detector. Holy cow. Wireless signal listening scanner. You could do that with a Raspberry Pi, but I'm not going to explain. There are tutorials for that. Let me see. Cell phones. What do you got? It's all cases and batteries. Selfie sticks. That's another thing. Selfie sticks. That split up everybody to individuals. Nobody will get together. It's like, hey, take my photos. Because puppy one, the other side is like, oh, ew, I don't want to do that. It's like, I invite them next time. Like, no, I'm busy. Like, who wants to film somebody just, you know, service to self type? Like, I want to be a YouTube star type thing. I want to be an influencer. I don't want to film. Well, if they pay me, I'll be like, yeah, I'll bring all my equipment. I'll bring another guy to do lighting. So you're paying that much, hey, might as well do it professionally. I'll do that. Completely ignore what they say. Just film. And if I can't get what their thing is out of my head, go have a beer and next day be like, yay. Okay. I've done that in the past for supermodels. So it's pain. It's just, you know what? It's work. They pay me that much. Fine. I need to get rid of it. I went to my local bar. Just like, give me a shot. Give me a shot of, I don't know, something crazy, something new. Was just like, can I have a pint of vodka, please? And one lime. Half a lime. Little soda water. Just whoop, down it and be like, I was like, what was that? What was that thing I did yesterday? Filming these crazy people. Want to be a YouTube star. What was it? Was it a dream? That's how I get rid of it. Like, I would burn that memory out in your head. Like, this is not it. No. I'm sure July 4th today, there's a bunch of people posting like, oh God, do I have to watch that? I feel bad for the people who work in these social media things. They have to watch everybody's video, make sure it's so, like, come on. I'm like, no. I had it. They go crazy because of this selfie stick thing. What happened to just enjoy the moment without your camera, without your phone? Just enjoy it. Remember, have a memory of that moment instead of relying on, oh, I gotta go search that picture in my photo album. Oh yeah, remember that July 4th, we did this. Like, Shani, you know, remember? So memory retention's down the drain because of, not selfie sticks, but what you put on the end of a selfie stick. I remember my phone number. I don't remember my home phone number. I don't remember anybody else's number. It's like, why? Why bother? Just scroll. I forgot. What happened to that? Nope. I know this is like mundane, but now it actually helps with your memory. It does. If you can repeat it, be like, hey, you know what? It's a memory exercise you can do. Of course, I can't do it phone numbers, but I can remember other things. If somebody told me, I'm trying to shoot this photo with this thing, I'll be like, you need a light, like here, at whatever Kelvin settings, and how many lit, I forgot what the lighting thing is. Powerful it is, I guess. I don't know. The F number, so you could do that. It's a flash. It was still light. You gotta bring out the brightness. More power, give a little more power. Then go to camera settings. Here's where you do an ASA. Your F stop in the film speed. And they take a picture of like, oh, holy cow. I can remember that. The phone numbers? Nope. Nothing. Drawing blanks. But it was somebody who said, hey, my microphone needs fixed. I'm like, yeah, okay, go fix. Yeah, my phone's near operating system. We're like, yeah, I could do that. No, except my phone, I can't do that. But Androids, but yeah, I can flash a ROM in your system. That's really what you want. I could do all that stuff, but yeah, as far as phone numbers, like, it became mundane. But I realized it's really good memory exercise. So try to remember some stuff. And then instead of phone numbers, I remember all my passwords. Instead, I use the password app. So it does help when you remember numbers in sequence, letters in sequence. It gives your brain a little exercise. Just like, okay, I gotta I gotta mouse out of Amazon. See what else is there. Somebody F1. It's the Chinese driver crashed, but he's okay. Whatever. I don't know. Whatever it is, it is. Anything other than cars? This really cool thing that I don't know if anybody watches, Musty One on YouTube, where he fixed stuff. He actually fixed an old, I think it's a replica of Beetles, maybe? I don't know. It's like strange looking. Looks like Beetle, but it's not. And sort of fixed it. That's what you need. That was, I don't know. For some people it's exciting. For others, it's like, I just watch it and be like, oh, interesting. Learn something. I'm not going to go buy a car and try to fix it, no. But at least I would know what's wrong with it. No, okay, there it is. I think it's that in front of a mechanic. They'd be like, oh, you know about cars? It's like, no. So I'm on the drive and it's nothing. Nothing. There's like this crazy video with the Offspring crash in 2017. So there's that. Is there anything else? YouTube, plane, yeah, cars, Tesla autopilot almost steered Model 3 into an oncoming train. Okay. Tesla just fired a whole bunch of people for autopilot program. They're not going to do it anymore. I don't know. We're not ready yet. Our roads are not ready. You have to rebuild the roads to accommodate all that stuff. And just, you can add on to it. A lot of places you can't. You need a person. The only other way is to actually have full AI control, but do you want to give AI control your car? What happens if AI went to your AI house? And control the house too. And it's like, I don't like you. I'm going to kick you out. You're out. You're going to be out. No. picture, I thought, went to their head, my mouse went to their head. I saw a picture of something, Biden with a Z. It's a fostering goodwill between America and China. And the other one, in simplified, the Mao Chinese. People call it simplified, I call it Mao, because he screwed it up big time. He killed it. He did. The one, the letter that says country, I think is jade. Because that, when I see that thing, just like, that's not a country, that's jade or something, jewelry. What? Some of the stuff's original, but the other things, I went to the Shanghai Expo like a couple years ago, over a decade ago. I tried to read the sign, I couldn't make sense of it. And they had a, what we call the Pinyin, which is English translation of that. I'm like, what? That doesn't sound correct. Oh my god, this is terrible. That stuff by Taiwan, even though I haven't read those anything, kind of forgotten, then I still recognize, like, oh yeah, this is that. Oh, that's that road. Oh yeah, I can still read it. It's just like, oh, holy cow. And these guys want to rule the world with the simplified stuff, like, jeez. I don't know. They're trying to convert all of us. Maybe we should go over there and convert everybody. You can uniform. You're out of uniform. What? You need to wear jeans, tees, and Chuck Taylors. I was like, but I gotta wear this thing. No. Jeans, tees, Chuck Taylors. They'd be eating hamburgers all day. Hamburgers. Got that. Got it. Maybe you should go there. Why not? They captured California pretty much. All the people. They captured some other states. Sure, they captured New York a long time ago. Who do you think owns World Trade Center area? Which company? Which country? Owns downtown New York. Like, interesting. And why did they ship all this iron stuff, the iron bars from World Trade Center to... So who's working with who? Which part of our government is working with the others and doing something else? And you know what? You can go all through that. Always comes down to money and power. Like, it's just the two things. Two. Money and power. If you're wise about it, you would try to. It's like, nah, I don't need that power, but I would embrace the public to bring the power. And I will make the money, then, so I can keep some, but I will invest it so it comes back. That's the smart way to do. But you're going to try to dictate. So, I own planet Earth. Like, no, you don't. Somebody's going to be on top of you. So as soon as it look... Stop looking back behind you, back your head. Somebody's gonna run on top of you. And that's how they do it. It's like this, that type of life. You just constantly have to look at your back. Like, it's not a way to live, man. Really. I was like, so somebody asked me maybe a month ago. I was like, what is that? So what are you going to do? So no, I just think I'm going to go beach somewhere. See if I can buy a small land and just get one of those Winnebagoes or something. Make it into a beach house and just go surfing for the rest of my life. Screw the podcast. Screw everything. Just sell everything out. I'm going to go surfing. And get my favorite car. Miata. Either MX-5 or the new one. I don't care. Just like, yeah, that's it. Maybe get a dirt bike. That's it. 1, 2, 3. Surfboard. Miata. Dirt bike. And that's it. Just relax. Go surfing every day. Take some photos. Maybe I can sell it. I don't care. Just easy going. Laid back. That's all I would do. Forget about being rich. And take over. Could take over the world. Like, oh, yeah, right. Why? Why bother? No. But then I thought about that for a little bit. It's like, no, maybe that's the reason why we got to the point where we are, because everybody just said, I don't need to go through that. I don't want the politics. I don't want that. I don't want to get into it. Let's just ignore what's happening and just live my life and I'll be happy and that's it. I mean, that's one good way to do it, but when there's a reason to safeguard that lifestyle you want, you might have to go into the public. You might have to get in deeper. So I thought about that for a long time. I was like, okay, yeah. So I have to do a half and half. I have to be live the life I want, but then the other half has to push agenda or push somebody else's agenda, but like we need to rethink everything. We need to understand who's in control and why are they in control? Why aren't they doing the things they're doing? And who are the fools that got sucked in? Like, do you want to be that fool to be sucked into this? So I don't want to be sucked into this. I want my freedom. So it comes down to this. Happy 4th, July 4th. Independence of America. Is about all this stuff? No, it's about preserve freedom. Our freedom. And if we show it to everybody else around the world, they're going to want it. It's like, look what they come here. They're like, oh my God, this is freedom. I want this for my country. They can't do it. It's like, oh, well, let's try. That's all it's about. It's not about consuming. I mean, we have to get a little serious about this consuming stuff. It did drain a lot energy out of everybody instead of concentrating on what you're supposed to concentrate. You went out and buy stuff. Go to work, make money to buy stuff. Right? Look at this. Apple hike iPhone by 13. iPhone 13 by 19%. We got it. No. Gas going to be hiked. Everything's going to be hiked. And that's what everything's going to turn back around like. Do I need that? Do I need this? Do I need an electric car? Do I need this new phone? Do I need this? And you know what's going to create? No, it's going to create a new class of conservatives. It's coming, but hopefully everybody is going to look at, say, freedom. And that's what today's about, July 4th, Independence Day. Well, not just It is independent, but it's about freedom from, if you read that story, the first July 4th, if you understand that story, then we want freedom. I mean, we want everything else too, but majority, most part, we want our freedom. Does it? Yeah, and this is it for the podcast. I gotta go prep some hamburgers, and I got some barbecue chicken, and gotta do some barbecue shrimp too. Gotta prep the grill and make sure it's okay. I'm gonna think about, I'm gonna drink coffee, I'm gonna drink whatever, beer, iced tea, whatever, Monster. I'm gonna think about freedom. It's like how much I cherish my freedom. How much I enjoy that freedom. Yeah, why not? No fireworks though. Neighbors, they got tons of fireworks. So, anyway, with this long goodbyes and stuff, have a wonderful July 4th. Hopefully with a family or not, but enjoy your freedom. You earned it. So, that's it for Monday, July 4th, 2022. And I'll be back 2 days, Wednesday. Ciao.